Renaissance prose. Prose in England, during the Renaissance, was mainly a vehicle for philosophical and scientific discourse and moral and religious sermons. One of the major themes of its prose was speculation about an ideal society. Thomas More's Utopia is one of the most representative examples of the humanist culture of that time. Another later example of the utopian essay was The New Atlantis by Francis Bacon, an uncompleted study of an imaginary culture dominated by natural philosophers. Bacon, perhaps the greatest English philosopher of his time, was extremely learned and interested in many subjects. During the Renaissance, there was no clear separation between different fields of knowledge, as there is now. Religion, philosophy, science, and mathematics were all seen as being interlinked, and Bacon's essays also promoted the advancement of scientific research and learning in general. His work included texts in both English and Latin, The Advancement of Learning, Novum Organum, De Augmentis Scientiarum, and the essays. Like More, Bacon wrote partly in Latin, thinking that it would remain the language of international learning. Humanist thought was also an important influence in the construction of the new Church of England. In 1611, the first authorized English version of the Bible was printed. It was based mainly on the version translated into English by the theologian William Tyndale and became known as the King James Bible. Its influence was enormous, both on the development of religion in England and on its literature. Biblical idiom entered extensively into the English language, and its influence can be felt to this day, both in prose and poetry. Sermons were another popular form of religious discourse. The poet John Donne is perhaps the great exponent of the form, and his sermons have given the language many powerful metaphors. One of the most famous he has left to us is that of the death bell that tolls for every man, and therefore never sent to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Thomas More. Life. Thomas More was born in London in 1477, educated at Canterbury College, Oxford. He entered Parliament in 1504. In 1529 he became Lord Chancellor of England and was treated with great respect during his residency at court. However, in 1534 his fortune turned. Opposing Henry VIII's decision to divorce his first wife Catherine and refusing to swear acceptance of the king's supremacy over the Church of England, More was imprisoned in the Tower of London. Condemned for high treason, More was beheaded in 1535. Exactly 400 years later, he was canonized as St. Thomas More. And works. One of More's first works was a translation of Latin biography of Pico della Mirandola, published in 1510. During time spent on official business in Flanders, More started writing his most famous book, Utopia, which he completed and published in 1516. Much later, during the years of his imprisonment, he wrote a number of devotional and exegetical works, including a dialogue of comfort against tribulation, a treatise on the passion and the sadness of Christ. Focus on the text, Utopia. Thomas More's main work, Utopia, was written in Latin, which was the international language of intellectual debate at the time, with More's friend Erasmus of Rotterdam supervising the printing. Utopia became popular at once and was translated into English, French, German, Italian and Spanish. The title comes from Greek, utopos, and means nowhere. It is a speculative political essay about the search for the best possible form of government. This was a subject that was of great concern to intellectuals of the whole Renaissance period, producing a number of works from different political perspectives. These ranged from utopian narratives, such as that of More and Tommaso Campanella, whose La Città del Sole was published in 1602, to Il Principe of Niccolò Machiavelli, 1513, a work which, in contrast to Utopia, is centered on despotic rule which subordinates moral principles to the expediency of the most effective political methods. The form of utopia was probably suggested by the narrative of the voyages of Amerigo Vespucci, printed in 1507. More's narrator is Rafael Tliodeus, a Portuguese seaman, who, during his travels, has discovered the island of Utopia. This place, he says, is completely unique in his world, because it is a perfect society. Utopia is divided into two books. In the first book, Raphael talks of his adventures and travels, and describes England as a land where poverty produces crime, greed, and social problems. In the second book, he describes Utopia as the ideal state. Utopia, he says, is ruled according to principles of harmony and justice. Private property has been replaced by communal ownership. People work only 6 hours per day. A national system of education is available for women and men alike. There is complete freedom of thought, and every religion is tolerated, while war is considered a terrible practice to be used only as a last resort. Yet, the society is not completely equal. It is, for example, dominated by males, and a distinction is made between the free citizens of Utopia and the slave class of bondsmen, who do the heavy manual labor. It's interesting to note that Utopia was written at a time when there was widespread social and economic inequality in Britain, and stealing was commonly punished by hanging. Freedom of speech, too, was almost non-existent, and was possible only in private. As a plan for a perfect society, Utopia appeared in marked contrast to the society in which Moore actually lived. Philosophically, the book is a pure product of Renaissance humanism, and like other texts of the period, was partly inspired by Plato's notion of the perfect state developed in the Republic, Timaeus and Critias. Moore, however, gives us a much more physical, tangible and realistic account of his society than Plato does, describing the daily lives and relations of its inhabitants in detail. Yet, one thing Utopia shares with Plato's ideal state is the assumption that man is fundamentally good.